Effort is beautiful.
You were making arrangements.
I was creating arrangements. But anyways.
I'm going to be such a great grandma.
I'm convinced that I'm going to go through menopause even though I'm a man.
Okay. I literally was living in some type of delusional state.
Colby was literally outing me to everybody.
Colby just kept yelling, Chappie's gay.
And guys, we're live and in action.
Oh, no.
Katie's mic's on the ground, her laptop's on the floor.
I need my coffee.
She needs her coffee
back
in hand.
In position.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Sing it with me.
Wait, remember when people used to hate on us for singing?
People hate singing.
Do you
singing.
Remember that phase?
People hate joy.
Used to sing a lot.
Yeah, Colby never participated in that.
And Colby's too cool.
That hasn't changed.
We just sing a lot in our daily lives.
I just know that I can't sing.
I know that I can't sing either, but that doesn't hold me back.
See, I think I'm like the best singer in the entire world.
No.
Yeah, Adam randomly sings.
All the time.
No, he doesn't. He like speaks the words to songs.
Everybody says that I do that.
But he randomly will be sitting on the couch and just start like singing.
I'll just break out in song.
But like quietly. You're like singing to yourself. I don't know. Sometimes like Adam also will sit on the couch like with the TV on but not have anything on and be looking at his phone, and that's when you sing to yourself.
Are you like self-soothing yourself?
I
like
think
if you're
so.
You're going through stress, you self-soothe by singing to yourself.
I love your song.
You're talking about when I have the TV on and it's on the thing where you pick whether you want to go to like Netflix, Peacock, etc., right?
Yeah, the home screen.
I literally just leave the home screen on and then I just lay on the couch.
On his phone.
Yep, correct. Colby yesterday was like, can you turn something on the TV?
Because he also isn't talking because he's on his phone.
That's my decompress time.
Which is fine.
Do I have any other quips?
No.
That you'd like to air out right now?
Just the singing. It's just an observation.
It's good singing.
Well, we're happy to have you back, Adam. You've been gone.
I got the magic.
I'm so happy you're here.
That's been a big one since we watched Pitch Perfect.
I can't stop singing that.
I've got the magic in me.
I've got the magic. But like exactly how he sings it. I like to harmonize.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, I am back in seat. I've missed you guys so much.
Adam is back. And I put up the Christmas tree just for him.
I'm so grateful.
I was expecting more of a reaction out of you when you walked in the door.
I think I was like, oh, wow, Christmas.
Is it like not surprising to you that I have my tree up and it's not even Thanksgiving?
No, truly, it was surprising to me. I was like, holy shit. Well, what was more surprising to me is after the whole weekend that we had, you went to a store and bought a Christmas tree on Sunday.
Yes, I did.
Like, you don't usually like to do things on Sunday. I feel like that's your rest day.
I haven't been able to associate like what day it is. To me,
what do you mean?
Like the fact that it's November and you have a Christmas tree up, like, is not even registering in my head. Okay. I feel like time's just been moving so fast.
No, I agree.
I don't even know what date it is.
You're kind of like throwing off my circadian rhythm. Like, I don't know what this... It could be December and I wouldn't know,
like,
because
Halloween
I just walked into your apartment.
Came and went. I didn't even really realize.
Well,
I don't know.
The living room is Christmas. My kitchen is still Halloween because, well, kind of more fall, I guess, because I have pumpkins in the kitchen, Christmas tree in the living room. The bedroom is seasonless. I guess. But yeah, it just felt right. I can't put my finger on like why exactly, but it just felt right. I think what was happening was I was having like Sunday scaries sort of, but I don't want to call it that because I had such a great weekend for my birthday, but it was more so like the come down of having a birthday week, so to speak, because I was turning 30. I made a whole big shebang of it and it was coming to an end. So I said, Jack, we are making a pit stop on the way back to the city. We're going to Home Depot. We're getting a big cart and I'm getting a big tree because I've only ever had skinny little pencil trees in the city. But now I finally have number one, the ceiling, and number two, like the floor space for a girthy tree.
It's
girthy.
Okay. That's special.
Yeah. I always call them like chubby.
Yeah, but
well, now it's girthy.
Girthy also applies. You guys, girth also applies.
It sure does.
I mean, it is definitely a girthy tree.
It's girthier than the pencil.
I want us to get a fatty.
Yeah, we need to get a fatty for sure. I mean, Colby and I's apartment. I was honestly walking around Colby and I's apartment last night, and I didn't say it out loud, but I was like, I really can't believe we live in this apartment. Like, it's a sick apartment, honestly.
Yeah,
I was thinking last night about how our Christmas tree is going to be in there. We have so much room.
Where will you put it, do you think?
Next to my chair that I need to get.
Oh. It's a tough subject.
Honestly, the apartment.
It won't be able to be as fat if he gets a chair.
No, no, no.
We'll need the pencil tree.
No pencil tree. We honestly have so much space, though. We got the kitchen table in.
Well, we're half furnished.
What else? We need our bar table. Yeah,
I found
table.
A bar cabinet yesterday that I think would be cute.
Wait,
we
amazing.
We need the entry table.
Yeah.
We need the mirror. I really want to get a rice paper lamp to put over the dining table.
Yeah, I think that's a good move as well. I mean, it's kind of dark in that little area. So, yeah.
And I hate overhead lighting. Yeah. So that's like warm.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm in alignment.
Me too. People that walk into their apartments and just
hit the light switch.
Like, I can't remember the last time. Actually, I did that the other day because I lost an earring in the rug and I couldn't see it.
It's so scary.
I needed to turn the big light on and it was terrifying.
The interrogation lights.
Yeah, not into it.
No.
Luckily, our kitchen lights are kind of warm though.
Because I only do the under cabinet.
Yeah, the under cabinet, right.
You have everyone has a method when they walk into their apartment, what they do to...
Under cabinet, light, lamp.
Lamp, yeah.
Set the vibes.
Colby and I have a formula.
Yeah.
Well, now I have the tree, which is a different ambiance in here. Ambiance.
Yes.
The girthy tree.
The girthy tree.
You have the girth.
Thank God.
The girth and the lights.
Colby and I are definitely going to get a tree. I also think, Katie and I were talking about this, I think we should have a joint Friendsgiving.
I would love move. That.
I think we should do a bar crawl between our apartments.
Yeah.
Cute.
Like,
I think we should start at Katie's and do like, I don't know, like a cocktail.
Cocktail
and like
hour.
An app. Yeah. And then we go to a bar or like a dinner in between. And then we go to our apartment and we have dessert.
I love that.
Isn't that an amazing plan?
I think it sounds
beautiful. I feel like, or we could do the opposite because there's all those, well, I guess we could stop at those bars.
We honestly could get really crazy and rent tables and do like a whole seated dinner in our apartment.
Yeah. I just think about carrying the tables and chairs up the stairs.
Colby well, sounds, that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Colby sounds exhausted and you haven't even done it yet.
No.
Wouldn't that be sick though?
Yeah.
And we could do it. We would just have to move a little bit of furniture like into the corners. And then have like
that
two or
three. Luckily, epic. We don't have a lot of furniture.
So. Thank God. Thank God Colby's
but,
the furniture place.
Yeah.
That would be great. You guys should do that.
Right?
And I'll just walk in and...
We can have apps and a pre-cocktail because people haven't seen your apartment, I feel like.
Yeah, here.
People always say that to me. They're like, I still haven't seen Katie's apartment.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, no one has. So really, no one can feel bad. Like, oh, I haven't been invited over. Like,
it's like nobody has.
Yeah. You guys have been here. Danielle came, like, in the early days of the apartment being put together because she lived literally right down the street. Right. I can hardly believe that I have not invited everyone over because I feel like in the past, like, all my other apartments, I've been, like, hosting up a storm. Like, I don't know what's going on, and this year has just been really like busy
girl over there.
But I was just thinking about how it would be nice, like Friendsgiving is one thing, but I was also thinking of having like a December cocktail moment in the apartment.
We need to bring back hanging in people's
like
apartments.
Not an official holiday party per se, but like just a December get together. Cause I feel like when it gets, I mean, we already know that cause we already know we've had a taste with daylight savings, like how it can be so bleak to leave your apartment in the evening.
No, Colby and I've been texting about
but
that every single day.
But it just gets worse when it gets really fucking cold. Like right now it's like not too cold. So it's like, but it becomes unbearable.
Yeah. Last week when we were talking about daylight savings, I think my brain was fried from Mexico or something. I literally was living in some type of delusional state where I thought that the clocks going back, which I knew that was happening, that it was going to both get brighter in the morning and be lighter later at night. Like I was telling you that
I believed it,
that it was going to be brighter at like 7:30 at night, but that also never happens.
I will say though, it has been getting brighter earlier now.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
We went back,
but not
1 hour.
But
it wasn't the first day. Like when I got up early yesterday or Monday. What's today? Wednesday. On Monday it was pitch black even when I got up. But this morning when I got up it was like pretty bright.
Yeah,
when I was out early.
The sun was coming up at 6:30.
Yeah.
I think Monday it was like rainy in general.
Oh, perhaps because Monday I got up at like 6 a.m. too and went out and it was pitch black. But then today I went out at 6 a.m. and it was like pretty.
Yesterday
pretty
when I went to my class that was at 6:30, I Ubered there because I was scared of walking in the dark and the sun was like fully coming up, so I could have walked.
Yeah, we're
learning.
At that time.
You guys
it's
are
the
crazy.
Learning curve.
You're 6 and 6:30. What time do you guys go to bed?
early.
Like, what time, though? Tell me. Well,
the night before, I, like, wasn't that tired because I worked out at night, which I hate doing for this reason. So I didn't fall asleep until, like, closer to 11. And then last night, my eyes were so heavy, I got in bed at, like, 9:15, and I fell asleep around 10.
Yeah, I got home from a work dinner at, like, 9, and Colby was already...
So you're typically getting...
It was after 9. Because yeah. I got in bed after 9. I kept thinking that you needed to walk through the door because you said that you had a call at 9:30.
Yeah, yeah, I think I walked in the apartment at 9:30. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I got into bed at like 9, between 9:15 and 9:25. And I was like, Adam's still not home. He must have tapped somebody to cover.
No, I literally was sprinting home.
You had a 9:30 p.m. call.
I had a work dinner at 7:15. And I was like, okay, I can have a call at 9:30. And then this guy that I went to dinner with was like not wanting to stop this dinner. And so I was in the bathroom texting people being like, can you cover this call for me just in case?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the guy was like, okay, I'm like done here. I want to go home. And it was like 9:20. And I was like, perfect. And so I sprinted out of that place and was sprinting home, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
Waltzed in at exactly 9:30 for my 9:30 call.
Yeah, I can't push past my, like, first wave of tiredness because then I won't sleep.
Well, then I'll get my second wind. Yeah. Exactly. I'm the same way.
So I go to bed, early, wake up early.
Yeah, the past few days I've been, like, a dead body.
Yeah.
And have been going to sleep so early.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like it's probably because I'm so jet-lagged.
Yeah.
Well, the jet lag and the 4 p.m. sunset is not working in your favor, I'd
say. No, not at all.
But even just the 4 p.m. sunset in general, I'm ready for bed at 8.
Yeah, I think I need to adopt a hobby or something, like, or a new fun hobby for fall winter to keep the morale up, because it's getting, like, well, I was feeling very inspired by Brooke Michio, who just started doing her needle pointing, and she brought it this past weekend, and I was watching her, and I'm like, that's a nice activity.
Are you going to start needle pointing?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't feel like I have that, like, that much time, because I have a lot. Like, even when I'm done work, I have a lot of shows I'm watching. Mm. And I have been doing a lot of cooking.
But you could do that while you watch a show.
I guess you're right. But I'm not... I don't.
You're like a paying attention.
I like to pay attention. I like to pay attention.
I'm jealous.
I like to pay attention to my shows. And I now that I brick my phone... At dinner time, I don't even have my phone to scroll on anymore. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I need to get that brick thing because I've been getting into like a TikTok hole.
You need to
like
get
a bad one.
Get the brick. And I know a few friends that have a code. I don't have a code, but they did DM me.
Oh, really?
The brick people. They saw my video. So I'm feeling famous, although they didn't give me a code.
That's so weird.
But you can get 10% off if you use, I believe my friend Tara Michelle has a code. She's a YouTuber. And then JC Marie has a code.
Okay, Sly.
So use the code. I know, I like a deal. So
I can't brick Slack, though.
TLDR. Brick is helpful.
We love talking about brick on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to catch up on, I feel.
Yeah, we should do the intro. I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, Adam, but we hit a record with the intro. We did it like 1 minute in.
Oh, 1 minute?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so good. I did not. I would have caught that, though.
Well, how about you take us away?
And welcome back to another episode of Match Me to Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. I thought you said you had a story to share about the Christmas tree. Remember?
Oh, my God. I did.
Because we were talking about the tree, and then Adam goes, shut your mouths right now. We need to start recording.
Well, because... Well, no. It's actually not that good of a story. Now that you really said...
Fuck.
But we were talking about getting real trees, and I was like, Colby, we need a real tree. And Colby was like, I don't want to carry a real tree up the stairs. And
it's more so getting it out, because even getting a real tree out of my house at home, it makes such a mess, and it would be like pine needles in the halls for the rest of eternity.
Yeah,
I think
that's definitely tough. But then I was thinking in my head about like what I had growing up, and we used to have real trees all the time. We would go to a Christmas tree farm, we'd cut down the tree, we'd do the whole chili thing, and then we'd bring the tree home. And my dad used to anchor it to the wall because we had so many dogs growing up. And so if the dogs were like sprinting around the house basically and like would accidentally knock it over, it would need to be anchored into the wall. And so one year, my dad had it anchored into the wall, and we had golden retrievers growing up. And so one of the golden retrievers was just sprinting around the house and like bash into the tree so hard that the like latch came off the wall and the tree hit the floor, and there must have been like the biggest spider's nest ever in it, because the spider's nest hit the floor and I'm not even getting thousands of little miniature spiders started like sprinting everywhere in every which direction, and my dad's looking at the floor like, oh my god, like it's literally a zoo in our house. And so that was the catalyst for us never getting a real tree again.
Wait, a spider's nest? New fear unlocked.
No, guys, like not a normal amount of spiders, like thousands of little mini baby spiders everywhere. Ew. All over the floor. It was actually like a horror film, basically.
I can't decide if that was like a good thing that it happened then. Why? versus
when they grow up and
yeah,
when they're big, just leave.
Tiny spiders,
or just
are,
having them run amok.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually not at all what I was expecting.
The dog was like looking all over the floor and trying to lick them up. And it was a murder scene.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of bugs. So I was like, this is my worst nightmare. Well,
that
moving
was
another out.
Thing that I was thinking of, because I brought flowers back from upstate.
Oh my God. I was going to literally murder Colby in this car.
What happened?
And they had bugs in them.
No, not a normal amount of bugs. Like our okay, friend.
There weren't that many. There were probably 10 bugs, which I would say.
That's a lot of bugs.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that we could see.
Yeah.
How big are these bugs?
Small. Oh. There was ladybugs.
Spiders, ladybugs.
Yeah. But you want
ticks. There was a tick crawling across.
I don't think that was actually a tick, though. Because then I saw the huge spider that you were talking about, and it looked like it could have been a tick. Like it was a teeny tiny little spider.
So what I'm hearing here is you guys are not getting a real tree.
Right, exactly. That's what I was just gonna say.
If you can't handle
Adam in this car literally was like having a conniption.
I was not well.
No.
Because
they were ladybugs.
Flying and then around inside the car. And then I would look at the flowers. Because basically, Colby cut these hydrangeas, these dried hydrangeas from the backyard.
They were beautiful.
They were really pretty. And then put them in a bag. And then in this car.
Well, you were playing around with them the night before as well.
I was playing around. I was moving them into vases.
Yeah, yeah. You were making arrangements.
I was creating arrangements. But anyways, I digress. We're in this car, and there's a bag in between Colby and I, and there's literally stuff everywhere. So we're packed to the brim in this car, basically. And in the bag in between us are these dried hydrangeas. And all of a sudden, I see like all these bugs coming to the top of the hydrangeas, and then ladybugs flying around the car. There were spiders crawling across the windshield. Well, I'm saying plural. There was a singular spider before Colby starts yelling at me. But then there's literally one crawling across my back like a spider. And I was like, oh my God, I hate it here. And we're just locked in this car for 3 hours. And there's bugs everywhere. Guys, there's a whole thing. And then poor Colby's over there is like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, there's literally bugs everywhere.
There weren't that many.
There were so many.
That's the risk that happens when you bring things from the outside world inside.
It was a zoo
in
this car.
There's always a potential for bugs, but you know what?
And then I made Colby put them in the trunk. I was like, they can't be here. They need to find a place.
Have you ever heard the statistic of the number of spiders we theoretically swallow in our sleep every year?
I did, but I'm not convinced that it's real.
Like, I think it's like 3.5. Like, you swallow approximately 3.5 spiders per year or something.
That's insane.
I don't quote me on that number, but you know, we think about how big we are, how scary we are to a spider. True. Think about that.
True.
Think about.
And all that it wanted to do probably was get back outside.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. I'm not going to New York City.
It didn't want to be in the car either.
He did not want to go to New York City. Some people don't.
That's true. Colby robbed him of his home.
I did.
He just wanted to stay in upstate New York and Colby kidnapped him.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, it's actually crazy that whatever bugs were on those flowers survived that long.
What do you mean?
They were like out or like stayed on there as long, because they were out the whole dinner. All night.
That was their home. That's all they know.
No, but like then they were crawling off. Like they didn't crawl off in the middle of the night.
Once they realized that they were being kidnapped in the car, they were like, fuck, I need to escape the car. But it was too late for
them. Did you guys ever watch the movie Bug's Life?
Yes, for sure.
I mean, that's required watching, I feel like, as a child. But that movie really scared me, like really freaked me out. I cannot watch that movie.
Why?
It's really like scary to me, that like the cockroaches.
I don't remember.
They're a biker gang.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Hopper? Oh, maybe they're grasshoppers, not cockroaches. Same family.
I almost can't even remember, like,
yeah, A Bug's Life. Yeah, I don't really remember the premise.
I feel like I remember the positives. Like, isn't that...
traumatizing. Were they
building the anthill?
Why are so many children's movies, like, really traumatizing? Like...
I don't know. We talked about E.T. They're cannibals.
Who?
E.T. Or not E.T. What? Wall-E.
Wall-E. Oh, my God. That was Wall-E. So long ago. I'm like, when did we talk about E.T. recently?
No, we talked about Wall-E, though.
E.T. reminds me of... I'll never think about E.T. the same way again after Heidi Klum's Halloween party last year that we, oh, yeah, Colby and I went to. Guys, I was not invited this year to Heidi Klum's Halloween party.
Did she do it again?
She did.
She looked so disgusting. she always does.
She did that,
but like really gross.
What'd she do?
I didn't pop an invite.
I think she was like a tongue or a lizard tongue.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's special.
She does that on purpose to like, she wants to be, because she's such a
cop. Yeah, she could be hot.
Yeah, she's so hot. She literally like insured her legs, right?
Yeah, she's isn't like she a supermodel.
And what do you mean she goes insured her legs?
The ugly route.
I'm pretty sure she insured her legs.
How do you
like if
do
anything
that?
Happens to her like legs, because those are like her money maker because she's a model. I that could be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that's interesting what happened.
I love, yeah, that for her.
But like, I'm sure the party was fun, and maybe they just like cut all the influencers this year. They said fuck you guys, because honestly that party like should be celebrities only.
Is it normally?
I feel like it was for many years, and then they started opening it up to influencers, and then, you know, influencers, we always ruin everything.
Apparently.
Literally, we ruin everything. I'll never forget OG YouTube, like back in the day, there was this makeup artist festival, mm-hmm, here in New York. Like OGs, like if you have been watching YouTube forever, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But there was the International Makeup Artist Trade Show in New York. So like makeup artists from all over the world would come to this trade show and get like discounted makeup for their kits and meet other makeup artists. And one day, like, a couple of YouTube girls, like, girlies on YouTube were like, we should meet up at this International Makeup Artist Trade Show. Like, we are living on different sides of the country. Like, we should meet up and, like, invite our followers to come and buy tickets to the trade show. And, like, we can hang out at the trade show. I don't know who decided this or why. But then, like, very quickly, it became the YouTube meetup. And we took over the International Makeup Artist Trade Show, like, 20 YouTubers told all of our followers to come to this trade show. So much so that actual makeup artists couldn't go to their own trade show because they booked it out with YouTube watchers of like 14-year-old girls. Like it was like 15 and 16-year-old girls running the show.
Is that the villain origin story of people hating influencers?
Well, and then the makeup artists were so mad, understandably, because like that's insane. And they would like protest that we were there.
Oh my God.
So then BeautyCon and all of the cons were like, not all of them, but like a lot of them were created after, mm-hmm, after that.
Interesting.
So then YouTubers had an actual place to go that wasn't the International Makeup Artist Trade Show. And that is a story that not many people know. I feel like we should talk about some good stuff.
Let's recap your birthday weekend.
Yeah, what do we, what
that's
is
the most
there?
Recent?
Oh, the murder mystery, guys.
Duh. Oh, that.
Oh, yeah. Duh. No, I've already...
Only the thing Katie had been planning for like 2 months.
Months, yeah.
You guys, you know, I feel this way about a lot of things. When you've been like planning something for so long and like leading up to it, like it felt like it went by in a blink of an eye. And I'm like, what happened? Like, I felt like I blacked out.
I completely agree.
I'm like, did it even happen at all?
I can't even believe that was at this point, like 4 days ago or 5 days ago.
But it was so much fun. I think everyone had a great time and it was like really cool. My favorite part of the weekend was just like realizing that I had gotten 21 people that I love in my life in one room, which is really hard to do at this age. Like it like hit me. I'm like, when you're this age, especially like we're at like the, we don't have kids yet. We don't have, mm-hmm, like not all of us are actually, yeah, no one there had kids. We're at that point where it's like, it's going to just get harder and harder and harder to get us all together. And that was what I was thinking about, which was a crushing reality. And it was quite sad to realize, but I was also happy to be there, but I was also like realizing, oh my God, it's going to be so hard for us to all get together.
I feel like you just find like different ways to all get together, you know,
make it work.
Like I'm thinking of even my friends at work who are like 35 and or 36 and have like a kid or something like that, and they all just like have house parties basically, or like they'll have an apartment in the city party or something like that.
I everybody guess will congregate also at. Just thinking about it, all of those people were in the same place, whatever, we traveled to do that without having kids and responsibilities, whatever, outside of ourselves. But I feel like that isn't a regular occurrence. And you gave us ample time to plan and mark our calendars. So I think it'll just be required. That will be required.
Yeah, in planning.
Order to do so.
Yeah.
We're just going to be less spontaneous with our large hangouts, but that's fine. That's just growing up.
And that's on growth.
Like, I remember in college where we would like plan a huge blowout party the day before.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess at college, it's like, where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to be? Like, everyone's
nowhere
here
to go and not much else to do.
Yeah. But I guess just things change. But it was just a really, it was great to look around and see and like realize that everyone had made the trip and got costumes for the 1920s murder mystery party and like, the effort that I saw was beautiful. Effort is beautiful.
I was costumeless, but I tried my best.
Yeah, but you were there. You were there after being on a totally different time zone, like literally the day before.
The day of.
Well, the day of the travel, but the day before the day before the mystery.
The people need to know I literally landed at JFK from London because, you know, I was method acting for my character who is British.
Adam's character in the murder mystery was the only British one.
And apparently gay, if Colby has anything to do with it.
Colby decided that Adam's character was gay, which honestly tracks.
Colby was literally outing me to everybody.
Colby just kept yelling, Chappie's gay.
Yeah.
It was a had to be there.
That was my discovery.
Yeah, but you...
And people were... Chappie was spilling info to me that he wasn't supposed to tell me.
You guys know I have been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
Colby, we were just ad-libbing. I was telling everybody that our friend Emily fucked everybody at the table. I was like, High Note's a whore. That, and Emily literally...
High Note was her
stage name.
Her stage name, yeah.
She also asked me at the end, she was like, wait, was that actually in the card? I was like, no, I was making it up the entire time. I feel like we were just ad-libbing the entire time, which was the most fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, people really leaned into the murder mystery dinner.
Yeah, because how often are you able to, like, perform in your daily life, like, as a character that isn't you?
No, people were into it.
Like, honestly...
Everyone really gave it their all.
What was most surprising to me was, like, people that I had, like, not that... I just had, like, little... Like, I had certain people, guests at the party, who I didn't have, like, 100% total faith in that they would be, like, taking it seriously to the point where they would, like... be so in character, and those were the people that were the most in character. 100%. Like the boyfriends, I was like shook.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the boyfriends were into it for sure.
Some people even adopted like transatlantic accents, like the the like old sport, like that type of thing.
People were in it to win it for sure.
I mean, it was crazy. There was people I was always expecting to be great, like Brooke and Danielle. I knew they were gonna. Clara, I knew they were going to take it seriously and like really lean in. But some people really surprised me.
Cause it's like, when else do you do something like that? Like, people were in it to win it. Cool. I was getting hate crime the entire time by Colby.
What was I doing?
Telling everybody that I was gay.
You were outing him.
Why couldn't I be a straight man for once? I wanted to be experiment. And then literally our friend Allie's character, her entire like monologue was basically telling me how poor I was.
Oh, yes.
Allie telling me how poor I was. I had Colby telling me how gay I was. And then I had them both telling everybody else how poor and gay I was.
Yeah.
I really couldn't win at this
point. So it was traumatizing for you.
Well,
it was
traumatizing. That's why people thought that you were the murderer.
Yeah, because I was poor and gay, so it has to be the poor and gay one.
Well, no, because you were allegedly not poor.
Okay, fair. My character was supposed to be rich, and then all of a sudden, I was poor.
No, I'm pretty sure you were, like, you're just a liar.
No, I think I was rich. I think Allie was ad-libbing, and I think Colby was ad-libbing. You made
really bad investments.
I had great investments.
Well, my card said to ask you repeatedly, why are you here? That was my...
Allie's card said, too. No,
on my card, it said, go ask Chappie, why are you here?
Oh, yeah. I think Allie told me that as well, that you like weren't supposed to be there. And then I got the information that I needed from Adam nearly immediately. I went up to him and I said, so how was the war? And he goes, I never went to the war. And I was like, oh, okay.
And then Colby told everybody.
I was like, Adam, I got the information that I needed. I was like, Jay Gatsby never went to war and he met Chappie in Chicago.
Yeah, and Jay Gatsby was supposed to like be a war hero. Well, that was in the movie too.
I was actually bullied this entire dinner. I was gay from Colby, I was poor from Allie, and then also everybody was instructed to ask me why the fuck I was at this dinner in the first place.
You were an easy target.
Well, I think everybody had questions that were actually, nobody asked me anything. Now that I think about it,
someone was probably supposed to.
You were the gossip.
I was reporting.
Colby was the gossip columnist, which was the perfect role for her.
Yeah.
I've never laughed harder, I feel like, in my entire life that
night. We needed that, really. I feel like life can be so serious. Sometimes you just need to act.
I was like, I literally had ab palpitations because I was laughing so hard.
Well, luckily the website that I used, nightofmystery.com, has like 15 other themes that we can do, so maybe we'll do one for Christmas.
Yeah,
there's a Christmas themed one.
Thinking back on it, and actually the only person that asked me anything was the detective asked me the information that I found out
about me.
And Jay Gatsby was the other person that I was supposed to be figuring out information on, but I didn't need to after I spoke to you.
You already gave him up.
That's why I have it like perfect.
Colby literally now asked me one question, found out what she needed to know for the entire game, and she was like, I'm done. I'm all set.
I was like, great.
Something tells me you were supposed to keep that close to your chest.
I did not mean him at war. I met him in Chicago. And I was like, perfect.
Wait, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
I
was bad at that game, but I was also being bullied, so I was flustered.
That was way before.
No.
Then I moved on to saying you were gay once Allie said that you were poor, and then I was like, and he's gay. just putting it out there.
I had fun regardless, even though I was being hate crimed the entire time.
Me too.
Okay, you were laughing.
I literally couldn't even look at Allie. I was laughing so hard because she adopted this accent and she was like, you're poor, why are you here, you're poor.
No, I'm telling you, people were pulling accents out of thin air. Like, their characters didn't even require one and they just had one all of a
people
sudden.
People were just like, I'm gonna adopt an accent for
no
this.
It's fun seeing like people have fun. It's fun. Like, people that, like, you know, we have like lived such serious lives sometimes.
Okay, also, we sat and ate dinner for three minutes. Well, and then people were like, all right, I'm in character and ready to go.
No, literally jumped right in. Anyway, it just went so well this weekend. I was emailing the Airbnb host.
The gays?
I believe that there are two gay men that own the place, but I can't be certain.
There's gay art on the wall. They're gay. And it's a stunning, immaculate house.
Just jumped to that conclusion, but Mark and Ryan, I was emailing them.
Mark and Ryan, you're wondering if they're gay?
Mark and Ryan,
they have gay names too.
how are those gay names?
They were named at birth, gay names.
Well, anyway,
if anybody are in the same sentence as Mark and Ryan, they're probably gay.
Mark and Ryan. Well, anyway, I was emailing them, and I'm not gonna lie, I was expecting like more excitement from them. I emailed them yesterday being like, hi, Mark and Ryan, thank you so much for opening your home to us. Like something nice like that. And I was like, when can I expect the security deposit back? Just cause like I had to pay $1,000 security deposit. Yeah. I'm like, give me that back. Right. And they responded and they were like, and I sent them, I was like, we did this murder mystery party, attached her some photos. Like I attached like a bunch of pictures and I was expecting them to be like, oh my God. They were like, the security deposit will be returned once the cleaning crew has a chance to go in this week, period. Happy you had a great time, period. Best, Mark and Ryan. I'm like, what the actual fuck? I was expecting way more enthusiasm.
Wow, are they so mean?
No, they're not mean. They're just like, they're just chill. But like, I was expecting them to be like, oh my God, you guys need to come back next year.
Same. Why are they mean case?
No, they're not mean. They're just like, they were lacking in the enthusiasm that I was expecting from
if they knew that I was in the house, maybe they'd be.
They knew there was another gay.
If they knew that there was one of their kind, maybe things would be different.
Well, hopefully I get my security deposit back.
I'm hopeful for that.
Hopefully no one broke anything and then was like, maybe Katie will never find out.
Honestly, we weren't that rowdy, I feel like.
No, we were honestly like in bed by midnight both nights.
I mean, objectively, the Saturday we started at 5 p.m. So
honestly, if you count like the bar that we went to during the day,
we were drinking all day earlier.
Yeah. We had such a jam-packed but still like relaxing day.
It was so much fun.
I tried to give people like, okay,
so great,
you know, time in between activities, because I know I've been on trips where I feel like it's like way too much like packed into one day. So anyway, I'm very happy with how it went. Now I'm 30 and I have to like be 30 and I don't have a 30's party.
30's cool. I can't wait to be 30.
I know.
No, I'm cool with it actually.
We were talking about the decade we think is going to be our peak. Katie thinks her 60s are going to be her peak.
I stand by that.
60s. Why is that?
Well, I'm going to be the best grandma ever. Will I be a grandma by then?
Presumptuous.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be a grandma by then.
I'm going to be like, I just know that my 60s, like all of the things that come along with being in your 60s, I'm going to thrive.
Okay.
Like fully leaning into grandma activities. Like you think we're doing grandma activities now with our needle pointing and like all the stuff. I'm going to be such a great grandma.
Your mom is well into her 60s and she's not doing any grandma activities except for maybe pickleball.
We
do that.
That counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but like I just feel like at that point you fully are just so 100% yourself.
Oh yeah.
And you don't give a crap about what people think or what people say. You wear what you want. You're hopefully retired. Like you can kind of lead into your passion projects a bit more. Like you have your retirement savings in your belt for the most part. Like I feel like I'm gonna be amazing in my 60s.
The first person I'm thinking of is Bethany Frankel.
Yeah, see, she's killing it.
Except I guess she's 50s.
Yeah.
But she is like, she does not care about anything.
I think my peak decade will be my 40s.
Why not 30s? I feel like you're going to be a good 30s.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I think I'll be amazing in my 40s.
We're talking peak. Okay. We're talking peak, Adam.
Peak. Okay.
Like, I think my 40s will be my favorite years.
I think I might peak in my 40s as well. That's fair. 30s are going to be good, though, too, I think.
Yeah. I'm excited to be 30.
50s, I might go downhill. I'm convinced that I'm going to go through menopause, even though I'm a man.
Okay.
Yeah. Menopause?
Yeah, I'm going to go through menopause, I think.
That's scary. Let's not wish that on you.
Well, I'm not trying to, but I just know myself and I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm gonna go through menopause. The effects.
Yeah, I'm gonna absorb the effects. Yeah, exactly.
Like secondhand smoke.
100%. Secondhand menopause.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna peak in your 40s. I'm gonna peak in my 60s.
I might peak in my 30s. I don't know.
There's so much to look forward to.
It is really exciting to know that I have like a full 10 years of my 30s that are gonna allegedly be like my hot years. Like people, I've been seeing all these TikToks of people being like me when I was 21, me when I was 35 or something, or me when I was 25 and 35. And it's like a slideshow. And everyone is like, something happens in your 30s where you everything just clicks.
I actually just saw a cosmetic dermatologist on my TikTok For You page, and she was talking about how people are getting so carried away with getting facial fillers in their 20s and like expecting whatever, even if it is a natural result, even if you get it dissolved, it doesn't fully go away. And she was like, do not get carried away with fillers in your 20s, because the results that you're really looking for, a lot of times once you enter your 30s, your collagen like breaks down and you lose like
whatever bits of baby fat that you had left on your face. And like, it's just a part of the natural aging process that like your face shape kind of changes and becomes more chiseled in your 30s as like the fat in your face breaks down a little bit.
I believe that. I do feel like people are getting carried away with the fillers. But yeah. I think a lot of people are like coming to with that and like admitting like, oh yeah, I got carried away with the fillers, yeah. Which is good for people to see and know.
I really want to get PRF. That's the one thing I keep thinking about.
Is that like the facial, like the skin texture?
It's where they take your blood out and they heat it up so that it forms a plasma.
Yes.
And then they inject the plasma like in your under eyes and around areas of your face that are either like sunken or dark.
Yeah, Hailey Bieber wrinkled. Does that.
And everybody who I've seen who's done PRF like looks amazing.
Is that what Clara has?
I actually don't know.
Clara did something in her under eyes and it looks great, whatever she
PRF.
Did.
The person I was thinking of, do you remember when you met Eric Goldie?
Eric Goldie.
You met him at like some event in New York forever
ago. Yes. He's that gorgeous man.
Yeah, he's very good looking.
Yes.
He's also the one, I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago, he got robbed in the West Village. They stole his Rolex.
Yes.
Wait, is he the one, the, like Goldie from Goldie's?
No, it's a different guy.
So. Oh, Garrett. I was going to say, that guy had like a fall from grace, I think.
No, not Eric that
Goldie's
guy.
Like a Instagram
Eric Goldie.
Influencer,
I know who he is. He's fabulous. TikToker.
Yeah,
he's a fabulous man.
He's really great. He's married to this guy, actually, that is from Baltimore, Maryland, and they have this amazing house in Maryland. They just bought a house in the Hamptons that they're redoing.
So he's living Adam's dream life.
Yeah, literally. He's
absolutely
my
living.
Inspiration, essentially. Him and Jeremiah Brent and Nate Burgess are like...
They're on your mood board.
literally, they're on my mood board. Nate Burgess and Jeremiah Brent have 100% been on my mood board for my entire life, essentially.
I love following them, too.
They're the best. But Eric Goldie got PRF, and his face is, like, pristine. Like,
yeah.
It's stunning.
How much
it
is
it? It looks like porcelain.
Is it
I actually have no clue.
I want to get the BBL laser.
What's that?
It's just a resurfacing laser
that
you can do in your face.
Does it,
I feel like I want to start doing lasers.
I'll never forget when I was told by the dermatologist that I have an age spot. And she goes, don't worry, you can get it lasered off.
What does an age spot mean?
It means I'm getting old, Adam.
Oh.
No, I thought it was cancer, so that's good.
We are literally so young. Like, we have such a full life ahead of us.
You were babies.
Live.
That is true. That is true.
We're little babies.
I'll take it.
Cool. What are we going to do for our 30th?
Yeah. What are you guys going
to
do?
I think I need to go to Europe.
I'm so down. Where should we go? Can we go to the South of France?
Sure.
Okay. Perfect. I can't wait.
I've never been there, so I would like to go for your 30th. Actually, I'm going for a wedding in next spring. But after that, I will go back for your 30th.
Perfect. Yeah. I would also go to Greece. We were talking about that in Mexico. More so that I was like, we could time it. Because people want a Euro summer moment was what we were talking about, because they were like, I've never done it, feel like I need to do it. And I was like, well, lucky for you, I have a summer birthday, but I don't want it to like just be, okay, everybody go to Greece for my birthday. It'll be like a trip to celebrate all of our 30th year of life.
Love it.
So I'll be planning that if anybody would like to come.
I 100% want to come. Greece is like my favorite trip I've ever done.
Yeah.
When I went to Greece.
Wait, have you been?
No.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
But I also haven't been to South France and I want to go there. So I would do either, except my friend who I was talking about it with went to the South France last year. So she would prefer to go to Greece.
Oh, okay.
I'll go to Greece again. I'd prefer that.
Okay.
Greece is so amazing.
You can clear your throat if you need to.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Adam? You have a frog.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Whoa, Nelly.
That was a little crazy.
Chappie, clear your throat. if it hasn't been clear, Chappie is Adam's character in the murder mystery.
I keep wanting to call you Chappie.
I feel like people know that, but if you don't know that, that was his character name. That's why we keep saying Chappie.
Somebody actually said that and was like, can I just call you Chappie from now on?
I feel like it's you.
It was funny because everybody had like a first name, last name, like,
yeah,
and I was just Chappie,
and Adam was just Chappie,
and High Note was just High Note. But that
they really
like
they did her dirty, because that's 100% a prostitute name.
Yeah
well, I don't know, guys,
she was an escort for sure.
100% My favorite part was literally telling everybody that she fucked everybody at the table, basically.
How we doing, Producer Adam? Should we do a question
from the email? Yeah, let's
do it. You guys have been sending so many emails, which is great. This is the question we're going to answer. In the subject line, it says, semi-urgent. I won't die, but kind of time-sensitive.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, my parasocial friends. How we doing? First of all, I just want to say I adore all three of you. Your dynamic is so fun to watch and listen to, and this pod is the perfect Friday treat. I have a question I'd love your input on related to career, which I think you guys will be great at. Well, all three of us will be great at answering.
I love a career question.
I've always been an early bloomer when it came to work success and somehow achieved all of my career goals by the time I was 26.
All of them? That's kind of crazy.
That's really crazy. Wild.
I think it really just boiled down to being in the right place at the right time and being a Capricorn. But I had
that's my, so
what does
funny.
That mean?
What? Colby's like, pause, need to understand.
Wait,
I don't understand astrology. I really don't.
Wait, let me just quickly.
What does being a Capricorn mean?
I don't know.
Let me Google, okay, Capricorn qualities. Oh, Capricorn qualities include being ambitious, disciplined, practical, and responsible.
Okay.
All right, so that tracks. Okay, so she says, I think it really just boiled down to being at the right place at the right time and being a Capricorn, but I had my dream job and made great money. Though I'm very grateful for this, I reached a point where I was looking around and felt a sense of, well, is this it? Even though I had everything I thought I wanted, I still wasn't 100% fulfilled. This led me to launch my own small business while also balancing my director level role at my full-time job. My gosh. After 6 months of juggling both, I was completely burnt out. Wow, who could have anticipated that happening? I took the leap. That was not me. That was her.
I was wondering if you said that. I was like, damn.
I should put that into parentheses, but I just said it with dramatic effect. I took the leap and quit my main gig to focus on my business and gave myself a 4-month timeline to get everything figured out. I'm currently on month 2 of that timeline, and my small business is not at a point yet where it covers my New York City cost of living. With how bad the job market is currently, I'm keeping feelers out for new roles, both part-time and full-time. Ideally, part-time would be a good solution. However, these are typically retail or sales or service jobs. While there is absolutely nothing wrong with working those jobs, she put that in bold, I can't help but feel disappointed in myself or like I'm regressing. I am also worried about bypassing full-time roles that fit my resume and sound fun and then being screwed once my 4 months of freedom are up. So my question is, what would you guys do if you were in my shoes? Drop my ego, roll the dice some more, and pick up a part-time job, or continue growing my career with another full-time role and just suck it up when it comes to balancing my schedule? I feel like I know what Adam is going to say because he's a career monster and a workaholic, but I would love any thoughts or advice.
Why am I getting attacked?
Hey.
Thanks so much. P.S. My brand is called Rose Breyer Postal. I feel like it's right up your alley, Katie. Illy, thank you, bye. Okay, what do we think?
Summarize the question that she wants. I heard a lot of...
If she should dive into a full-time role and say screw it to balancing her schedule, or if she should roll the dice a bit more, maybe do a service job or something, even though she feels like she's regressing while she focuses on growing her business.
I think it's an ego question that she's like dealing with. And to give some context about what her business is, I just looked it up.
Yeah.
It looks incredible. Curated letter kits for modern pen pals. So they send you questions and you write your answers and you can like send them in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And you sign up for like letter kits.
Well, that's adorable.
And it's really beautiful. Like, look how gorgeous her pages.
I think my advice is
what would you say?
I would do, even though like I'm a career monster and a workaholic, I feel like, I don't know, you're 26, like you've had the director level role and like had the full-time career move. Like if you think this is a good idea and you want to pursue the business, like presumably if you have enough of a little bit of like a cushion of money where you can take some time and focus more on the business, I would do that. Like if you dove into the full-time role consistently and then let the business like fall off or focus more on the full-time role, then I don't know, like the business is just not going to get enough time. You're not going to be able to grow it as much. And now is the probably best time for you to do it. The full-time job will always be there. You know, you can always go back to it.
Exactly. Like you have the experience, you have like in theory, the college degree, you have like the world can wait. while you bet on yourself, which is the coolest thing you can do, especially at this age where you have less responsibilities. Yeah. Like, that's what I told myself when I quit my corporate job at L'Oreal. I was like, I will never be this young ever again. I will never be this void of responsibility. Like, back then, I quite literally had like no responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a matter of like you deciding if you want to bet on yourself or not.
Yeah.
Which, like, either way, it's understandable. Like, but I think what you have here, like, I'm looking at your page, it's like a really, really quality business that I have not heard of before. So I think you should consider betting on yourself.
Yeah. Also, if you like lean into the full-time job and let the business fade off, like, what if you regret, you know, someday being like, ah, damn, I wish I ended up trying the business. Like, if you try and fail, whatever, just go back to corporate America, you know, and lean into the full-time job.
Corporate America will always be there.
Exactly.
It will always, that's how, what I tell myself.
Also, honestly, corporate America likes people who went out and tried to build something, because like running a business, you encompass so many different skill sets and areas of expertise that I feel like that makes you a much more interesting candidate as well. If, let's say, the business doesn't work out and you need to go back to full time.
I think another solution in terms of having like another form of income, I keep seeing so many contract jobs being posted, and I feel like those, because what she was saying, she has like a cushion, and also her business isn't able to fully support her cost of living in New York. I feel like contract jobs move more quickly in the hiring process, and then you also could be like, okay, I have like 3 months or 4 months that I'm going to make X amount of money. I can save that and reinvest it into the business and have like 3 or 4 months where I am really heads down working both of these jobs, and then reevaluate after that and see. It's like a little test run to see how it goes. And if you're able to grow the business more and spend more time on just focusing on that, or bulk up your savings account to be able to do that a little bit more before reevaluating again.
Yeah. No, I'm on her website now. I think this is an incredible concept. Like, you can buy like letter kits in different quantities, and you would like send out, like, they would send you prompts, I guess. And then, yeah, I think this would be really cool to do. Well,
now is the time.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Thank you for asking us.
Yeah, like, I love giving work advice.
Yeah, Adam loves, well, we all do. We love giving anyone advice. And yeah, bet on yourself.
Bet on yourself, girl. My voice is like rapidly deteriorating.
No, we all have frogs in our throats. Okay. You guys, I don't know what does that mean?
What?
The frog in the throat, what does it mean?
I don't know that I've COVID.
I'm not gonna say it.
I feel like back in the day they'd say, burn him at the stake, he's a witch.
Okay. I'm gay. And I need to be burned at the stake. I get it. I really get it. Okay. Anyways, with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, I really had some breaking news that I needed to share.
That what? I'm gay.
Chappie.
Chappie is gay.
I feel like the title is just going to be Chappie.